Welcome to the Diamond Mine Transformation Radio Show with your host, Greg Dwyer, on Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check out Greg by clicking on the Diamond Mine Transformation Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. You can go to the Diamond Mine Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio directly by going to www.buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer. Greg Dwyer is a successful pastor, business owner, sales trainer, and lifestyle coach. Greg's early passion for magic adds to his effectiveness in training others. Greg has trained and coached thousands of people in his career, and you're in for a treat when you work with Greg. Whether you're taking his NLP training or going on a Diamond Mine Transformation travel tour on another continent, you'll enjoy Greg's effective technique. Check out his website on www.gregdwyer.com. And now on to our show with Greg Dwyer. Take it away, Greg.
Hi, everyone. It's Greg Dwyer. It's August 12th, 2018. It's exactly 5 o'clock here on the East Coast, and we're glad that you're on the call. My assumption is you're on this call live right now because you have an interest in the Holy Land, which means you're probably signed up to go. And as I look at the calendar, it looks like we are leaving in 107 days from today. So I'm really excited. Here it is, August. Before you know it, it'll be Labor Day. Before you know it, the holidays will be rolling in. And right after Thanksgiving, we will all be gathering at JFK to be flying out. So this is going to be a live call. I will open the lines up at the end. The call will last exactly 30 minutes. So at 5:30, I will actually be cut off. So if we're in the middle of something, I apologize. I only have 30 minutes. But the good news is we'll do this again. We'll do this next month in September. We'll do one in October if we need to. And finally in November, just before we leave, to see if you have any concerns or questions that I can answer. So this is an easy way. The other thing is this is recorded. So this is going to be available about 10 minutes after we do this tonight. People can listen to it on iTunes. They can share it on Facebook. So if you know anyone that can't be on this live and does have some questions, they can listen to this while they're doing the laundry or cleaning the house or whatever. I will say this, if you have a specific question and you don't want to answer or don't want to talk about it live, you can send me an email. In fact, let me give you my email right now. I'm actually in front of my computer. I'll have my email open, and so you can send me an email asking me a question, and I encourage you to do that. So here's my email. It's really simple. It's just my name. Gregory Dwyer. So that's spelled G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Dwyer is D as in diamond, W as in wealth, Y as in young, E-R. So it's Gregory Dwyer at Outlook.com. The other way you can connect with me right now live, if you don't want to talk on the radio show, is to connect with me on Facebook, and you can send me a message, and I'll see that in time live, and I'll do my best to answer the question. If you happen to be on Facebook, please connect with me live because we have a closed group for travel. It's called Diamond Mine Travel, and I get a lot of my notices out there. So I'd like you to join it. The only people that I allow in the group are people that have traveled. Now, over the last almost a decade of traveling, I have hundreds and hundreds of people, but I don't have more than 30. So this is something new, but I'd love you to join there. You'll have updates on what's going on. And if we do conference calls or if there's any kind of concerns, I get it out in the group. So questions and answers at the end will be done exactly in 30 minutes. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you're probably concerned about. Now, the reason I say this is I've been doing this over 8 years. In fact, this will be my 8th trip to Israel. And we do this questions and answers not exactly like in this format, but the questions and the answers are normally the same. In almost a decade of doing this, I've never had somebody throw a curveball in something that I didn't have the answer to, or I was surprised by what they asked, you know. So usually the questions have to do about flights, hotel, food, what to pack, things like that. So the first thing I need to bring up is if you look at the Nawaz brochure, final payment is due 100 days before we leave. Now, what I think is Nawaz mailed out all the packets, so everyone should have the invoice for the trip, which is due by next week. If I did the math correctly, and I think I did, We're leaving in 107 days from today. So I will tell you there is leeway. I will tell you that Nawaz is not going to bump you if your letter doesn't land there in 7 days. But I will tell you, we'll probably be concerned if we don't hear from you by early September. So here it is, what, the 12th? So, yeah, you're definitely due to mail that in. Some of you actually mailed it in already. Some of you actually mailed it in before you actually got your invoice, which is great. But I will tell you, put things in order. Get it in the mail directly to Nawaz. That's, in fact, let me give the address. The address is in Connecticut, Nawaz International Travel, 777 Post Road in Connecticut, 06820-4721. You should have all the paperwork on the back or the front of the envelope. You can just simply say Holy Land Trip to Wire Group, November 2018. It's important that you put 2018 because we are also taking deposits right now, believe it or not, for 2019, and that trip is filling up as well. So final payments are due now. So please get that in before the end of this month. And if it takes you until early September, you're probably going to get an email from the company or a phone call, you know, just kind of nudging. And I'll tell you why. Here's the reason. It comes down to this. After everybody has been paid in full, then Nawaz will mail out final documents. All right. And these are documents that I love to get. And, you know, I know you're probably looking forward to getting these too. Final documents will include all of the details that you don't have now. You'll have details on the flight. You'll have details on the hotels. The reason why Nawaz does not give that information out right now is because they are subject to change 100 days out. So by getting your payment in, you're helping the group get completely booked and completely confirmed. And then once that happens, and as we do it as a group and we wrap this thing up, Nawaz will send out all the information on that, specifically flights, because we have people coming from all over the United States, from Florida, from Vegas, from the Midwest, from Connecticut, from New York. And we won't be meeting prior to JFK. We'll all be getting into JFK from different avenues, different airports, whether it's car, taxi, limo, or a connecting flight. So it's important that you do this as soon as you can because people are going to want to make their arrangements. So off the record, now this is off the record. This will be my eighth trip with Nawaz, and I can kind of give you my expectations of what I think is going to happen as far as the hotels and as far as the flights. So write this in. You can use a pencil because you might need an eraser. But this is what I know what Nawaz normally does, and I don't have any firsthand information. I normally ask, but I haven't asked, and our rep is on vacation this week. She won't be back in probably about 7 days. So please don't call the asking for this information because I don't even have it. But what I understand from past trips, when we leave on the 27th, we'll be leaving from JFK Airport. That's in New York. Most likely it will be a flight with LL, which is the Israeli airline. All right. My experience with Nawaz and LL is it's a red eye flight. That means we'll probably be leaving anywhere from 9 o'clock at night to 12 o'clock midnight. Now, this is all subject to change. Once final documents, once everybody is paid in full, you'll have this in writing from the company. So those of you that are flying from Vegas, those of you that are flying from Florida or from New York or different areas of the country, you might want to begin to look at your travel connection just to get an idea what price might be. I wouldn't book them now. I would encourage you to wait, but if you can't wait, just please understand that what I'm sharing with you is indeed subject to change. They may change the time. So what I do encourage people to do is they're coming in from another part of the country to come in the day before. We've had people do that. They come in the day before and stay in New York for a night or come in that morning. Now, I will tell you with LL, they're very, very strict, very strict. 3 hours, you need to be at the airport. So if it's a 9 o'clock flight, you need to be at the airport checked in total before 6 o'clock. And they're very strict on this. One time we were leaving from Long Island. We had a group of us from the church and we were all on the bus and there was a snowstorm. And what normally would take 45 minutes took like hours. And we finally got to the airport, was checked in, and the person said to me, you know, if you had you been late like 10 minutes, you wouldn't have been on this trip. And he basically told the people that were behind us that they couldn't get on the flight. And then once we got to the gate, the people that were all there waiting for us, they were wondering if we were actually going to make the flight. So I will tell you this, in 8 years of doing this, almost a decade, the most difficult aspect of the trip is getting to JFK Airport, really. You know, people are always concerned about safety and concerns about, you know, how a trip to Israel will be. But I will tell you, the most treacherous part of this trip is just to get to JFK on time in a calm manner. And please, please note this, you really have to be there 3 hours before the flight leaves. So if you show up an hour before flight leaves or 2 hours, they're not going to let you on the plane. And the reason I say that is because they are very serious about security. And they will go through your luggage. They will ask you questions. If you've never been to Israel before, if you've never flown to the Middle East or maybe never been to even Europe, I will tell you it's a different experience than going to Disney World or Disneyland. And what I mean by that is once you check in, they're going to ask you questions. They're going to say, how do you know Gregory Dwyer? How do you know Nawaz? Who invited you on this trip? Do you know Pastor Toby? Who is Pastor Toby? How long have you known Pastor Toby? How long has Greg Dwyer known Pastor Toby? How long? You know, they're going to ask you questions. And, you know, because you're not lying, you just simply tell them the truth. But they take security very, very seriously. All right, so that is subject to change. Again, it's important that we get all of our final documents in so that we can get final documents from the company. Now, you've invested a lot of time and a lot of energy thinking about this trip, and you have investments on the line, at least $3,000, $6,000 for couples. So let me talk a little bit about insurance. Inside the packet, there should have been some material about insurance. And you can do one of two things. One is you can just ignore the insurance altogether and just not even pay for it or insure your trip. Some people do that. Other people do insure, and other people insure through their own company. So you can shop around for insurance. Now, I will tell you my experience, and it's just my experience. Out of 50 people on a bus, usually one person uses the insurance for either cancellation or for sickness. Now, most of your health insurance won't work over in Tel Aviv. So if you do have health concerns or you're concerned about your health as you're there, maybe, you know, you're just concerned for whatever reason, it's probably a good idea. That insurance will help you. My first trip to Israel, I think it was 1994 or 1995, I came down with the flu. And we were going to the Jordan that day, and I had the insurance, and the doctor came in and gave me a shot, and I would say within 12 hours, I was fine. So you don't want to be sick. It's terrible to be sick when you're home in bed, but it's also terrible to be sick in a foreign country. So the insurance will help in that regard. And the other thing that the insurance does is it helps you protect your investment. A few years ago, we went to Germany. This is like maybe 4 years ago. And I had somebody on the trip that went to the doctor and a week before was told she had pneumonia or bronchitis and she could not get on the plane. Thank the Lord she had insurance. I think she's paid $200 or $300 for the insurance and she got all of her money back. That's what the insurance does as well. Okay. So those are the main functions of the insurance. You can either waive it and not do it at all. You can either go with the insurance that Nawaz mailed to you, and if you have any questions, contact the insurance company directly about any preconditions or, you know, things like that or any concerns you might have, because I can't answer those questions because you're going to go through that insurance company, or you can go through your own insurance company as well. All right, what I'm going to do right now, I'm just going to look real quick to see if I have any questions on email. And I'm also looking on Facebook. Okay, I have one question that just came in, and it's about tipping. And I'm going to hold that off towards the end because we're not there yet, but I will get back to that. So what should you do as far as packing? Now, this is really important. We have a full bus. In fact, I've never had this many people on a trip before. Usually it's like 48, and our numbers are over that. We have no room on the bus for a large on, and we never do. Whether we have 20 people or 30 people or 40 people, we never really, really have room for a large carry-on item. So what NAWAS will provide will be, they will have bellboys for the luggage and the standard size luggage for you. If you're traveling with a partner or spouse, then obviously they will have their luggage as well, right? So if you're in a pair, then both of you will have a normal size luggage. And then the carry-on, you're allowed to take a carry-on. Now, when most people think of carry-ons, they think of a large bag with wheels that you throw up over your American Airlines flight or your whatever flight, right? I don't even know if Continental is still flying, but you know what I mean, United or whatever. And you can put it up there. When you get to Israel, when you get to the bus in Tel Aviv, the space above your head will be like 4 inches. Maybe it's six. I don't really know. But all I'm telling you is if you want to have a bag with you, like for your camera or personal items, you know, vitamins, sunscreen, an umbrella, you know, a carry-on bag that you want to have with you at all times, that bag has to be pretty small. If you're thinking like a backpack, you're thinking correctly. If you're thinking like a computer bag, you're thinking correctly. If you're thinking of a big bag with wheels that is like, you know, really big, it's just not going to fit on the bus most likely. And because the bus is full, we can't really put it on a seat. So what that would mean is we would probably your carry-on and make it a luggage item and put it under the bus, which is very confusing for the bag boys because they're not going to handle that. And there's a chance that you won't be able to get to your items, and there's a chance that your items might get lost because they don't know why there's, you know, 63 bags instead of 54, you know, that sort of thing. So I encourage you to look at the requirements for the travel. One regular size bag, your carry-on should be small, a bag, a purse, something to keep your carry-on so that you don't have to go into the belly of the bus to get your glasses or your swimsuit when you go to the Dead Sea. So let's talk about the weather. This is another question people bring up all the time. What's the weather going to be like in Israel? Well, I don't know. We're 107 days away. I have no idea. I can tell you past experience. It's mild. I've been there in November. I've been there in December. I've been there in January, and it's been mild. But I've also heard stories where they got snow in Jerusalem in December or January. You know, it doesn't last long, maybe a day or something. The other thing I can tell you is you want to dress in layers. What I wear is I wear a pair of jeans, I wear sneakers, and I wear T-shirts. That's all I wear, pretty much. And then I bring a jacket, and I bring a poncho and a sweater, but I dress very casually. As far as jewelry, I encourage people not to bring jewelry. I don't. You can if you want. As far as going into the Dead Sea, you're going to have to get rid of all of that. Please bring a bathing suit if you do want to go into the Dead Sea. But you should have a list of things to pack for Israel, and it should be either in your final documents or you actually should have it now. I will tell you, my experience, less is more. When I first started out, I started bringing everything, and then I realized you're going to be buying souvenirs and taking things home, so you're going to want to leave room. The other thing is if you're traveling in a pair or you're traveling with a friend or you're traveling with a spouse, it's sometimes a good idea to pack half your luggage in the other person's suitcase. So in other words, if it's a husband and wife, right, half of your things will be in her luggage and half of her things will be in your luggage. This way, if one of the luggages is lost and doesn't show up until day two, it's not an issue because you've got stuff. So that's something friends can do, family members can do. But you definitely want to know what is in your luggage, and because most likely you will be asked. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but when we come back home, even security will be tighter. I guess the last day is what, December 6th? So when we fly back out of Tel Aviv back to JFK on that last flight coming home, it's very strict. They will open your luggage. They will ask you questions, and they'll ask, you know, how the group was and whether anybody joined the group or anyone left the group. LL and Israel, the Israel Airlines take this very, very seriously. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is money, and this gets into the topic of the question of tipping because someone just asked, what do I have to do for money? Well, one is you can bring dollars. You don't have to have the currency of Israel, shekels. You don't. You can bring dollars, $5, $20 bills. I always encourage people to bring small bills, $100 bills, you know, often don't work. American Express doesn't work hardly at all in any of the merchant shops. Dollars do, small bills do. If you buy lunch and you look on the itinerary, lunch isn't included, might cost you $10, $12. They'll give you change in shekels. So that's how that works. Debit cards work, Visa works. So as soon as you get to the airport, you can use your debit card to get out, you know, currency. People ask me all the time, and I never have the answer to this question. And the question is, well, how much should I bring? Well, first of all, everything is covered in the trip except for your drinks. You know, non-alcohol drinks, like if you want to have a glass of wine, is not covered for any of the meals. And your lunches are not covered. And there's only really two lunches that may set you back like $20, $25. And it's not guaranteed. I'm just speaking on past experience. One is a place that we go to in Bethlehem. It's a beautiful tent experience on the hills of Bethlehem. And it's a great dinner, lunch, I should say. And that might be $20 or $25 a person. Don't quote me, but that probably will be your most expensive lunch, all right? And the other one will be on the Sea of Galilee. It's a place where people go in and they have a nice lunch. It's a sit-down lunch. And again, that might be in the area of $20, $25. Most of the lunches are just grab and go. You know, it's like $10, $12, $15. You know, it's really inexpensive. Falafels, they have vegetarian, but we don't make a fuss out of it. So it's not like you have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. Everything is included. And the question I want to get to is this about tips. You do not have to tip anybody. Because in your final documents, I think they added $125 per person. All of that money is collected and then cashed, and the bus driver is tipped, the tour host, and I'll talk about him in a few moments, and the wait staff and the bellboys and the people that we will meet along the way who will be serving us breakfast and lunch and taking care of our luggage and taking care of our rooms. All of that money will be distributed. Now, you can definitely tip people if you want, but you do not have to, okay? So let me talk a little bit about money in this regard. Please take a money bag. A money bag is a bag that will sit underneath your clothes and will protect your passport and your money from anybody that would want to pickpocket you. There are a couple places in Israel, and I can point them out to you, that you might run into a pickpocket. But, you know, because you're looking around and because you're taking photos and because you're not paying attention, you don't necessarily want to have your purse or your wallet in your back pocket because they are magicians. They can walk away with your belongings without you knowing. Now, I've done this almost 10 years. No one has ever gotten anything from me. And the reason why is I wear all of my money underneath my clothes. So you can go to Walmart, or you can go to Target and go to the luggage section, and it's called a money belt. I don't know what I was calling it earlier, but it's a money belt. And that money belt will be worn underneath your pants or your shirt or your clothes. And I also encourage people to also separate the money as well. Now, today is our first call, and I'm looking at the time, and we only have 5 minutes left. So let me do this. I am going to do another call next month. It'll be in September. We'll have final documents. We'll have more questions and more answers. Let me just check my email. I covered that one question about tips. And then I think I have another question here about rescheduling. Hold on. Let me just check. And exactly 5:30, by the way, this will end. So I have no control over that. Okay. I do have a couple questions. One from Karen. I have four questions. Oh, wow. And I also have a question from Ruth. All right, let's look at Karen's questions. I have four questions, she says. Do you need to carry your passport with you at all times? You do not. I do. What I tell people is the secret to having a beautiful trip is ritual. Ritual, ritual, ritual. And what I mean by that is anything that's important to you, this is just my opinion, anything that's important to you, like passport or camera or money, keep it in the same place. Be very ritualistic. Be very religious. I always keep my camera in the same place. I always keep my passport in the same place. I never have to think about it. On day one, if I put my passport in the safe, and day two, I put it in my back pocket, and day three, I put it in my pocketbook, I'm going to drive everybody crazy, including myself. I have seen people lose their religion over saying, did I leave my passport under my pillow last night, or did I leave it in the safe last night? So it's up to you, but ritual is important. We would like to go to Masada. How can we make plans? Okay, the last day of Israel is free. I'm looking at my time here. I don't know if I'm going to get to all of these questions. Yeah, I don't think I will. The last day is free. It is definitely possible to go to Masada. We'll probably talk about that next month. We have time. Will we get more details itinerary with listing of hotels and phone numbers? Yes, that will happen after the final payments, Karen. So that's why it's impossible. It's really important that everybody get all of their payments in as soon as possible so Nawaz can mail out the final documents. Will we be going into the Dead Sea? Yes. Should you bring a bathing suit? Yes. The answer is yes. So my call is going to end here in exactly 3 minutes. So let me attempt to open the lines. And I have another question from Ruth. And that is that she wants to know if this broadcast, sorry, she's going to miss it. Will this be rescheduled? Yes. This is going to be a link. You can download it. You can listen to it in the future. And we're also going to have a live call next month as well. So let me open the lines. It's going to be a little loud here. And I apologize if we have to leave because we only have exactly 2 minutes. So as I open up the lines, you will be able to talk. All right. Does anybody have a question? We have a lot of people on this call today, so I apologize. I'm opening the lines one by one here, and I'm literally only have 2 minutes left. So hopefully it's not a philosophical question like how many angels can dance on a pin. Well, I'm glad you're all here. I just opened up all the lines. Does anybody have a quick question? Anybody have a quick question? Don't be shy.
Do we need a pass a visa for Jordan?
No.
I do believe you would, yeah. Are you thinking of going to Jordan?
I thought we did it in the trip.
No, we don't go to Jordan on the trip.
Okay.
Anybody else have a question? I literally have 1 minute left, 1 minute and 33 seconds. Okay, so next month in September, we're going to have another call. We'll go over the itinerary. And we'll go over all of the other questions that you might have. If any of you have the question, just send me an email or friend me on Facebook, and I'm going to hit the commercial, and I'll talk to you next month. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to the Diamond Mind Transformation Radio Show, brought to you by Greg Dwyer on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Go to www.gregdwyer.com to learn more. And always listen in to the Building Fortunes Radio Show for Greg Dwyer as he shares information about his Diamond Mind Transformation Training. So listen in, get involved, and help spread the word. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com/Greg Dwyer website to hear more of Greg Dwyer radio shows. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Greg and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.